This one, you don't ask any questions about. Zoom class 8 o'clock, thank you. Teda Ad, Pashas Teldes, page 40. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in Kedusha there's a number 10, in evil there's 11, because 11th is the level of Makif, which is the level of Levoina. And that gives the life to Klipa, because it doesn't internalize in, because internalization they disintegrate in Kedusha, in the Kedusha, so they don't, the evil has no jurisdiction and power, but the power of evil comes from the 11th thing, which is the mile of higher than that. Okay. Hine Noida, page 40. It says, Ki Achayis Be'esekisin Zavusom, the highest that comes in the 10 crowns of shame, meaning the 10 levels of evil, Nehichel Balrayakienu. The pasuk says, he swallowed it, he spit it out, and there's a time in the world that the person is controlling the person to sin. That's what Shlomo HaMelech writes. I'm sorry, it's in Eel. Now he's explaining this. Where does evil exist from? The sparks of Kedusha that fell down from the beginning of creation, Bishvira Sakelim, in, like it says in Kabbalah, that there were, there's a medrash that says like this, Hoya Kodesh Baruch Beina Elam Es Machrivam. Hashem was creating worlds and destroying them. And he said, Dein Lai Hanali, V'Dein Lai Hanali. This is no good and this is no good. So, seemingly, if you learn it without any Hasidic understanding, it means Hashem did trial and error. Hashem made worlds, he said, nah, no good, next, no good, next. Obviously, Hashem does the job right the first time. So in Kabbalah it says, what does that mean? It means that the Eibishter, there was the world of Tehu, that there was an abundance of light, and the Kalim were not able to handle the revelation. And therefore the Kalim broke. Obviously this is all very spiritual. It's above time and place, so it's happening right now also. The Kalim broke, but it's a very, very lofty level. And when the Kalim broke, the Or, the revelation of godliness that came down through the breaking of the vessel, so to speak, is super high levels that fell super low. Because the higher the thing, a wall, when it falls down, the higher part of the wall falls further away from the original place of the wall than the bottom part of the wall. So the higher the thing, the lower it falls. One second. And that's why that says that Esav and Yaakov, the twins, were Tehu and Tikkun. Esav was born first because Esav is higher than Yaakov. He was the Bchor. Bchor means the greater. So Esav was in the world of Tehu. Yaakov was the world of Tikkun. That's why in Parshas Vayishlach, we learned yesterday, that it says, these are the Melochim that ruled in Eden, Lefnei Melech Melech Lefnei Yisrael, and it says, Vayimlech Vayomas, Vayimlech Vayomas, 7 times. Okay? What does that mean? That represents the Shvira Sakelim, the falling of the spark, the breaking of the vessel, so to speak. Now, Chassidus explains also, what was the problem with the world of Tehu? There was no unity in the spheres. In our spheres, we have like in Sphere Seimer, Chesed Shebechesed, Gvura Shebechesed, Tefedah Shebechesed. Everybody handles each other. In the world of Tehu, Chesed was only Chesed. It didn't tolerate Gvura. There was no unity. Because there was no unity, the levels of Elokus fell. Just to explain this a little bit. There's no unity, no harmony. So therefore the Kalim broke. Now, it says at the beginning of Chumash, what's the source in Chumash for this Shvira Sakelim? And not only that, it says in Kabbalah that when the Shvira Sakelim happens, because it's above time and place, so it's constantly happening, 288 sparks of Kedusha, Rapach, Nitzutzim is called, the 288 sparks of Kedusha fell down into Klipa of this world. Some fell down into what's called Klipas Naiga, things that we could elevate, kosher things. Mutar means untied, that the Klipa is not bound to the Kedusha, and therefore you can separate the Kedusha from the evil. And certain things came down, a total evil that the Torah forbids, because he can't elevate them. So this is what it says at the beginning of Chumash, Ruach Elokim Mirachefes, the Spirit of God hovered over the water, Mirachefes Opnei Amayim. So if you take the word Mirachefes, Altareb brings it down to Torah. Mirachefes, the first letter is Mem, the last letter is Sof, which is Mace. The middle letters are Rapach, 288 sparks. So that alludes already at the beginning of creation, Ruach Elokim Mirachefes Opnei Amayim, that there was Mace. It died due to 288 sparks of Kedusha that came down into this world. When the Eden left Mitzrayim, again, now these sparks of Kedusha are super holy, but they fell down very low, because the greater the lower it falls. So now it falls into the level of evil. It's mixed with evil. The Avod of the Jew, like we said, if it's mutar, meaning it's untied, meaning the Kedusha of Tehu, that came into the Keli, is not bound to the evil. So it's like all kosher things. All kosher things are not Kedusha. It's Klipa, it's evil. If it's not Kedusha, it's Klipa. So therefore, you take a piece of bread, you make a yawash, make a bracha, so then you bring out the sparks of Kedusha that are in it. Certain things that Chazer, Torah says you can't eat. Why can't you eat it? Because you can't elevate it. That's why it's forbidden to eat. Also, does not only mean forbidden, it means it's bound. The Kedusha that's in it is bound to the evil. You can make a million brachas and do whatever, you're not going to elevate it. Now, it says in Kabbalah, yeah, until Mashiach comes. Now, it says in Kabbalah that when the Yid left Mitzrayim, you have to understand, the whole civilized world during the hunger years brought everything to Yosef. Everything in the world came down to Mitzrayim. All the sparks in the world were in Mitzrayim. Yosef had all their money, all their animals, all their houses. He had everything. The land, right? The pasuk says. Now, when the Jews left Egypt, it says in the pasuk, "V'gam Erev Rav Ola Itom." Simply means Erev Rav, the tag along Egyptians, you know, tagged along with the Jews. Arizal writes, "Erev Rav." Erev means taruves, mixture. That's why they're called Erev Rav. They were mixed with the Jews. Begam Erev Rav Ola Itom. The Arizal says that Erev is Taruvis Rav Reish Beis, that when the Jews left Egypt, they elevated with them Ola Itom. They elevated with them, going out of Mitzrayim, 202 sparks out of the 288. How many are left? 86, which is the numerical value of Elohim. Okay? That's why Chassidus explains. And Kabbalah explains, why did the Torah forbid to live in Egypt? The purpose of a Jew being in a place is to elevate the sparks of Kedusha. Mitzrayim was all emptied out already. There's nothing to go back there for. Okay, that's the concept we're learning here. So he says, evil lives, the existence of evil is dependent on those sparks of Kedusha from the Shviras HaKelim, from the world of Tehu, that sustain the level of evil. Okay, that's what he's saying. That like it says in Sefer Gogulim, that didn't help. Chet Eitzadas, again, before Eitzadas, why is Eitzadas so bad? So he ate not an apple. There's no opinion in Torah that says it was an apple. It was an esrig, wheat, a fig, and the different opinions what it was. Yeah? So he ate something. So, big deal. It didn't have a proper hechsher. So what's the big deal? The problem with Eitz HaDaas was, and this is the awfulness of Eitz HaDaas, that before Eitz HaDaas, there was Eitz HaDaas Tevara. Good was distinctively good, bad was distinctively bad. They were separated. There was no mixture of the two. When Adam and Rishon sinned in the Eitz HaDaas, the terrible thing. Now he's Tami ate, so he had an apple. Big deal. What? Not an apple. But what did he? What was so terrible? What he did? The Eta Das Aveda was the homogenizing and the mixing of good and bad together. Then it says the expression Ein Ra B'Lei Tev, Ein Tev B'Lei Ra. The Chet Eta Das evil uniqueness was that he now mixed good and bad. There is no good without bad, and there was no bad without good. Before that, it was all separate. It was clear. We know this is bad and this is good. Now, since Eitz Hadas. So then what happened? No, then Eitz Hadas happened, and he did this terrible thing. Matan Torah came. The Medrash says, Paska Zuham Masam. Paska stopped. Their Zuham Masam literally sweat, meaning their impurity. Matan Torah undid the Eitz Hadas. It undid the sin of Eitz Hadas. The problem is, when they made the ego, that redid the Eitz Hadas. That's why Hashem says, anytime you sin, I'm going to remember the ego. What was so bad about the ego? Such a terrible thing. It might have to go up 40 days and 40 days. And it was terrible. They almost lost the whole Torah. I mean, they worshipped Aveda Zara later also. The uniqueness of the ego was they reenacted the Chet Eitz Hadas. And now, because of that, the spark, this is what he's saying here, by the way, the sparks of Kedusha and Bad are all mixed back because of the ego. And from Matan Torah until the coming of Mashiach, our Aveda is elevating those sparks of Kedusha back to where they belong.
What's the role of Erev Rav here? What was the mission of Erev
Rav? Physically, or according to what we just said?
In the concept of
Erev Rav? No, the Erev Rav means the sparks of Kedusha that the Jews took out with them when they left Egypt.
We're going to elevate the sparks of Kedusha. Erev Rav had sparks of Kedusha? They were
Not them, the Jews. No. Gam Erev Rav Ola Itam. Itam means the Jews. The Jews, when they went out of Mitzrayim, elevated with them the 202 sparks. Besides the physical meaning that these people left. It means the Jews left, they took out with them Egypt. No Jew had less than 90 camels, 90 donkeys loaded with gold and silver. They elevated a lot of stuff.
How come it says that Yamad is only 7 and not 10?
Because Shvir Sekelim is only in the 7 midas.
Still seven.
No, the Gital Tereb is going to say Shvir Sekelim is only in the middays.
And Shvir Sekelim also caused the mixing of good and evil, just like the Eitz Hadas.
Yeah, but you think he says v'gam machmas chatei tzedas.
So the same.
Right. Therefore, l'fika ninshu amachayis bam shubisay golus. Therefore, if it wouldn't have been this is all the plan. This is all part of the master plan. If, so to speak, Eitz Hadas wouldn't have happened, so the sparks of Kedusha would not come into evil. Now evil is sustained by Shvir Sekelim and Chet Eitz Hadas, and every time a Jew sins, by the way. Those things that Hashem tells us don't do, things that are awesome. Now, by the way, certain things the Torah says you're not allowed to eat, but you could benefit from. Certain things the Torah says you can't benefit from. Like chazer, right? You're not allowed to eat it. That means you can't elevate a pig by eating it. The sparks of Kedusha that are in it cannot be elevated. But you can elevate a pig by benefiting from it. You can make a pigskin football. You can make a pigskin belt, which is all allowed. So if I take a football, let's say, yeah, and I play with Jewish kids football, and that brings them closer to Yiddishkeit, so then you elevated that pig from the pigskin. But you can't elevate the eating of it. The eating. Certain things, chametz and paste, okay, it's rabbinic. But orla, like the first 3 years, or things like that, you're not allowed to benefit from. That means it's completely evil to the extent you can't even benefit. You can't even elevate the benefit from it. You can't do anything of it. So the Torah forbids certain things. For instance, so in order for evil, anything to exist, it needs to be fed. Right? You want to live, you need to be fed. You're not fed, you're going to die, God forbid.
Nurtured
and fed. Okay. Now, when if Torah says pig is evil, okay, it, the kedusha in it is bound to evil, you can't elevate it. So therefore, don't eat it. What happens when I do eat it? I feed it. I feed the power of evil. Then evil becomes stronger because I fed it. If I nurtured it, by doing it, I fed it.
I fed it in my own life or I fed it for the whole
world? For the whole world is affected. That means, you know, equally balanced scale, one good deed, one bad deed. Okay. If somebody eats, it's like the mushel. They always tell this mushel to kids, little kids. You can't say, mind your own business. I could do whatever I want. And they give a mushel. There was a boat ride, and there was a kid got bored, and he started making a hole with his knife under the seat. So the people screamed at him, what are you doing? He said, it's my seat. I paid for it. I could do whatever I want. They said, stupid, you're going to drown the boat. You can't say, I'm only going to make a hole under my own seat, right? A Jew sins. That's why the Rebbe said the expression many times. Mind your own business is against halacha. We're all responsible. We're all responsible. So when the Torah says it's forbidden, what the Torah basically says, don't nurture it. And if you don't nurture it, evil will eventually weaken and get rid of. Therefore, there's no bracha, like we learned, there's no bracha in a negative commandment. Because a negative commandment doesn't bring kedusha into the world. A positive mitzvah, you put on tefillin, you put talis, you the lulav esrig, whatever the positive mitzvah is, you're bringing kedusha in the world. So therefore you say the bracha, shekitshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. Negative mitzvahs, by not eating chazer, I'm not bringing kedusha into the world. By not eating chazer, I'm just weakening evil. But I'm not bringing kedusha into the world. So you can't make a bracha, shekid shanu b'mitzvaysev, that God sanctified. There's no kedusha by not eating chazer. The problem is, if you eat chazer, then you strengthen evil. This explains the whole concept, by the way, of Torah mitzvahs. And he says, that's the fikach nim shel machai is bam, shubesei golus, which is the level of golus of the Shekhinah. The reason why the Gemara says like this. Why did Eden go into Golus? So the Gemara says to add Gadim. That there should be more converts. Now we know that's anti-Jewish to proselytize and to try to get more Gadim. So Chassidus explains, Kabbalah explains, what does the Gemara mean? Not Gadim as in converts. Sparks of Kedusha that are Gaita, meaning foreigners, meaning the Kedusha that fell into the Gashmistic things in Golus, in those places, that's the purpose of the Jew. Because if all Jews would be in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, how would Australia and England and America and all those countries elevate the sparks? You have to be there to elevate them. So Chassidus explains, but the Gemara says not to mean to add more converts, you know, to make the population bigger. It means to add sparks. And he says, V'chein be'esav, and this explains, that Arizal says, why Yitzchok loved Esav? Kitzayid b'fiv, what does it mean? Hayin itzut is k'meir ab-meir, unk l'shmai ab-talyin e-vadya. It says, I mentioned Wednesday, the Monday night by the class, that somebody got up and said that Chabad likes the non-religious Jews. They're like Yitzchok Avinu. They're good at convention, Tov Shem Chof Ches. A big Rosh Yeshiva got up and said, Chabad is like Esav. Esav loved Yitzchok because he fed him. Chabad loves the non-religious Jews because they give him money. That's what the guy got publicly and said. So I mentioned this Wednesday night. I'm sorry, like Yitzchok. Chabad is like Yitzchok. They love the religious Jews because they give him money. So the next Shabrengen, the next Shabbos, this was the middle of the week. So at the next Shabrengen, Shabbos was there. I remember, the Rebbe spoke that the Rebbe was lashed out at this person. First of all, he said, thank you for comparing us to Yitzchok Avinu. Chabad, you can't get a bigger compliment than Chabad is like Yitzchok Avinu. And then the Rebbe lashed out. What type of disrespect is this for Yitzchok Avinu? Yitzchok, to say that Yitzchok loved Esav because he gave him food, as if Yitzchok was into food and he was into a good steak. And the Rebbe said then, the guy has to go to Maaseh Machpelah with a minion and ask him mechila. The Rebbe said, according to Halacha, this guy has to go to Maaseh Machpelah. So the next, during the week, somebody asked the Rebbe Shaila. I didn't mention this Wednesday night, but during the week, somebody asked the Rebbe Shaila, I mean Monday night. Somebody asked the Rebbe Shaila, that Lochele, that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is, he can gather the same group of people again, and in the same public forum, ask mechila. So why did the Rebbe say he has to go to Eretz Yisrael to Maaseh Machpelah? So the Rebbe smiled, and he said, he had rachmanis on the person. There's two options. The Rebbe said, either go to the cave and ask mechila, or you can get the same forum again and ask mechila. So the Rebbe said for him to get every person that was there at that convention back in one room and get up and say, I'm an idiot for what I said, the Rebbe said, it's easier, Pashit, for him to take a million of people and go to Maaseh Machpelah. The Rebbe said, Pashit, Rachmanasan, I made it his life easier. They should go to Maaseh Machpelah and ask Mechila.
Can you do it? Take a million from here? No, whatever.
Okay, anyway. So it says, so how does Arizal explain, Taka, why did Yitzchak love Esav Kitzayid Bethiv? So Arizal explains, Esav, like we learned yesterday, he saw the future. Esav was... Yitzchok saw Esav in the future. Spoke Monday night. Yitzchok saw Esav in the future, not like Rivka now. Now he's a Russia, you know, the head chapter, all that whole thing. So it says, Yitzchok foresaw that Rameir came from Gadim, Rabbi Akiva came from Gadim, Shmai and Naphtalion were Gadim, Oivadia, Ger Tzedek in the Rambam's time, and Teda came from all these people. Torah, the whole Torah is based on teachings of Rameir and Rabbi Akiva. So the Rebbe said, what Arizal says, why did Yitzchok love Esav? He tzayid b'fiv. He saw the sparks of Kedusha that were coming out of Esav. Meaning, Rameir, here he just says, Rameir, Unkle, Shmaya, Talia, Nevadia. Why? Because it's late. But the Arachaim HaKadosh mentioned this many times. The beginning of Parshat Kiseitze, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh asks a bunch of questions, but he explains over there, whatever, that it doesn't say anywhere in Torah, Goyshen is Gayer. It says, a sick person became healthy. A prisoner became freed. What should the expression be? Goyshen is Gayer. A Goy who converted. So the Chidah says, the Chidah writes, why is the expression Chazal always Gershen is Gayer? He writes, a real Goy doesn't convert. And the Aruch Haim says this in the beginning of Parashat Kiseitze. He says, a real guy doesn't convert. What happened? He says, it says in Kabbalah, that Aruch Haim writes, that at the time of Chet Eitz Hadas, a lot of Jewish neshamis got mixed up amongst the Goyim. Really, they're Yiddish neshamis. They got mixed up amongst the Goyim. And those are all the future Goyim. So, Rabbi Kiva's father, who was a Goy, the mayor, Shmaya, Naphtali, yeah, all these people, they were really, like he says, these are the sparks coming from Esav, the Roman Gadim, that Yitzchok foresaw, and that's what he loved. Okay, it's late.
Beautiful.